Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning, it is Styles and Roman. Hey, my name is Dougie Styles, and the fam and I, we adopted a shepherd mix. Probably, that's been about like, what, 2 months
about
now?
About 2 months, yeah.
Yeah, and they messed up the date when we first got her. She is now officially, 2 days ago, 4 months old. So we have a 4 month old shepherd mix at home, and I gotta tell you, she's just great, but she's a puppy, so she's mischievous. But I like to bring her everywhere I go. Everywhere that I can bring a dog, I'm bringing her with in the truck because I like her to be in the truck because I want her to, you know, get used to driving around everywhere with me. So the other day, yesterday to be exact, I jumped in my truck and she jumps in with me and we go to pick up Nate, my stepson, from football practice. When he gets in the car, the dog was sitting shotgun. She then walks on my lap. And if you see the pics, if you follow along with her on Instagram, you see she went from being tiny, she's turned into a big dog. She's not a lap dog pretty much anymore, but she jumped on my lap while I started driving, but she didn't like put her head out the window. She put both of her paws on the steering wheel, and we shot a video of her. She was legit driving. I mean, I was driving, but she was sitting there like she was driving my truck. The video is up right now. I've watched it 7,000 times, and I'm hysterically laughing every single time I'm watching it. It's up right now at our Instagram, at Styles and Roman. It's STYLZANDROMAN. My stepson, Nate, turned 16 a couple days ago. I'm not only teaching him how to drive, I'm also teaching my four-month-old puppy, yeah, Jameson, how to drive as well.
It's like a two-for-one when it comes to lessons. 312-946-4995. Pets will do the craziest things. Good morning to Nick from Elmwood Park. Tell us about your dog.
Okay, well, my dog loves going in the pool with us. We have an above-ground pool. He jumped in one day. I don't know if he wasn't feeling good or whatever. He's done it before a bunch, and he actually went a number two in our pool.
And that just ruins it for everybody, because then you got to dump all the water. Oh, wait a minute. Or Nick, did you just grab like something and just scoop out the number two, and everybody just jumped back in?
No, I scooped it out, but then I had to drain the pool. It was like Caddyshack. I had to drain the pool and scrub it down.
A real-life 2018 version of Caddyshack, huh?
Exactly.
Turn me on.
5 minutes away before we're going to be giving you $1,000. We're doing it 12K a day. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. And I may need to grab that $1,000 and buy my dog, Jameson, some car insurance. Yep. A couple months ago, we adopted a shepherd mix. And yesterday, she jumped in the truck with me and got right behind the wheel. And I just posted the video up right now on our Styles and Roman Instagram. It's on our Twitter. It's spelled STYLZANDROMAN. And she's legit like trying to drive. She has both of her paws up on the steering wheel, moving the steering wheel while we're driving down Toohey Avenue yesterday.
All right, so I'm going to stay off Toohey Avenue now. And
yeah, you may want to. I mean, would I get in trouble if a police officer sitting on my lap, would I get in trouble? I don't know. If you're a police officer,
I mean,
call us up.
If you can't text and drive, I'm pretty sure you can't have a dog sitting on your lap driving your car. I would assume that's probably even worse.
She was driving herself, but if you have a pet, you got a dog, you got a cat, they all do crazy things, right? 312-9464 and 99.5. We got on the phone from Crestwood joining the show. Lisa, what does your crazy pets do?
Well, my couple years ago, my parents had this. It was like this old 1980s convertible that didn't really drive that well. So we kind of had it in their backyard in the fenced-in yard. And my dog was a husky. And one day I walked outside to the backyard and here she's just sitting in the car. And I walked and he had this like goofy smile on his face. Like, yeah, just leave it out.
Well, maybe I could have Jameson drive over and pick up Roscoe and they can go out, I don't know, do some dog stuff.
Yeah, roll around with them in the convertible, the top down.
It's waiting for you up at our Instagram right now, STYLZANDROMAN. It's a video of Jameson. She's driving my truck. People are commenting on it right now. That's too funny. Jameson knows how to drive and pose for the camera. Too cute. That is so adorable. Oh, my God. Way too cute and nice Jeep. I'm pretty sure my dog Diesel is the only dog that cries the entire time he's in my truck. Go check it out right now. She's actually driving my truck right down Toohey Avenue, man. So, I don't know. I guess she's got a driver's license now.
Again, I will stay off of Toohey Avenue now. Now I know your dog is driving on Toohey Avenue, but it's all good. 312-946-4995. Pets do the craziest things. Good morning, Ryan. What did your pet do?
Okay, so I got a chocolate labradoodle. And I was on a bumble date, and I was just like, yeah, let's meet at the dog park. She's like, I want to meet your, I got a picture of me and Stanley, which is a chocolate labradoodle on my profile pic.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're at the dog park, and she's like, you want to go grab coffee? I was like, yeah, sure. So we go to the car, and Stanley loves riding shotgun, especially in the convertible. He jumps up in front of Hughes. About to get in, he cuts her off, knocks her over, and jumps in the front seat and just looks at her.
You got a jealous dog, man. He called shotgun.
Yeah, I know. So she sat in the back the whole way there. So let's just say I never got a call back.
Yeah,
after that.
That's a first date and a last date, isn't it?
Yeah.
850 Kenny Chesney tickets for you. Good morning. It's US 99 and Styles and Roman, and the video is up on our Instagram right now. Go check it out. Styles and Roman, STYLZANDROMAN. It's a pic of Jameson, our Shepherd mix. She is driving. She is behind the wheel while we were going down Toohey Avenue, and my parents just texted me right now. My dad texted first, and he said, not a good idea, Douglas. Bad moment. Never drive like that. Too dangerous. That was my dad.
True.
And then my mom, smart puppy, between Nate and Jameson, you're gonna have to fight for the car keys now.
I mean, pets do the craziest things, but it's not just your dog. Good morning, Debbie. What did you do with your dog?
She used to ride on a Harley with us all the time.
No way.
On a Harley?
Yep. She would sit on the tank, and my husband would have his arms around her waist a little bit, and she would lean into the turns. And
So it pretty much wasn't a big dog. It just enjoyed riding the motorcycle.
Yeah, she was like the size like a Bichon-type mixed dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a sweater on her, and she used to put sunglasses on. But
oh, my gosh. This poor dog.
What do you mean this poor dog? He was having the time of its life.
Sammy from Flossmoor. All right, what does your cat do?
Hey, so my cat, she just jumps up randomly with whatever cup of liquid I have, water, juice, anything, and she'll take her paw and she'll scoop it and drink the liquid from her paw.
I hope you don't drink it after that.
I don't. One time she did, and I wasn't looking, and I was like, what are you doing on the table? And then I was like, oh, no.
You got to love pets, right?
I know, seriously.
Good morning, Ellen from Huntley. What can your dog do?
She can kind of, like, sing.
Wait, she can sing? How does she sing?
Well, my daughter plays the flute in the band, and whenever my daughter plays the flute, Carly howls along with her. It's pretty funny.
You know what's crazy is I actually believe you, because when I was growing up, we had a Cocker Spaniel named Freckles. Now, Freckles was kind of a bad dog where he would chew everything and bite people, so we kept him in the basement a lot of the time. Well, whenever the song by Los Lobos, La Bamba, would come on, and Freckles would start... And Freckles would start howling at the top of his lungs every single time. It was no other song. It was specifically and only La Bamba.
There you go. La Bamba.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.